of them have been getting education this week on all three types of cancers. So it just kind of all comes together on Thursday night, and even though they're going to be competing out on the court, you know, when it comes to fighting cancer, they're all on the same team.
When you say that the teams at these three schools have been receiving education, has that been at or after practice?
Yes, we've been tying it into usually the front side of their practice, and we've been going to them. And I've been taking a cancer education coordinator with me, and we've just had great dialogue with these young ladies. And I really feel like they feel empowered to make a difference. They feel empowered to take charge of their own health, and I feel like they will be ones to go out and pass along that information to other women on things that they can do to prevent cancer.
Now, I know the Bentonville team will be wearing pink in awareness of breast cancer. And Fayetteville has teal, and the Huntsville team has peach, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And teal it represents awareness for?
Ovarian cancer, and the peach color is uterine cancer.
How did this all come together?
You know, I think it really, you know, Teen Cancer Challenge started last year, and we started working with some of the athletic programs. But these three coaches all know each other well, and I think they just got to talking and knew that they wanted to do a benefit match. Contacted us, and we've just developed the program from there. But what I'm so excited about, there's so many athletic teams across the nation that are doing pink nights and stuff, and it's, you know, it's nice that you've got a pink color and people identify with breast cancer, and they may be raising some money with that, but I'm not sure it's gone much further than that. And I'm just super excited about the fact that we've brought in this education component, and I really feel like the girls have grasped the information. And like I said earlier, that they really feel empowered to make a difference in their lives and the lives of others. And they're out fundraising. You know, I just love to see young people give back to their community like that.
And this is not the end of cancer awareness connected to sporting events. There's a football game next month between Bentonville and Fayetteville, correct?
Yes, that's on September 24th. And those boys are going to focus on testicular cancer, which many people might not realize, but it's the most common form of cancer for men aged 15 to 40. And it's almost always curable if caught early. So we'll be really focused on some prevention and early detection on that. But then we're also going to give them some good information on the effects of smokeless tobacco, which seems to be kind of on the rise, particularly with the high school-aged boys.
And then Rogers and Bentonville will face off in tennis in October.
Absolutely. October 5th, it'll be the Rogers Mounties and the Bentonville Tigers, and that their focus is going to be on skin cancer, which is so appropriate for an outdoor sports, but it'll be for both the men and women.
You know, when I was in high school, which was 30 or so years ago, the word cancer was barely ever uttered in school, and most of us would go through without any sort of education. This is a vast change over the past few decades.
You know, when you put a group of kids together and you ask them how many of you know somebody that's been affected by cancer, you know, a good portion of the kids will raise their hand. And really, unfortunately, over our lifetime, all of us will have some cancer story to tell. So I think it's something they can relate to. Hopefully it's something that they'll continue to relate to more, because they'll realize, you know, there's some things about cancer that it's just going to be, it's a disease, and until we have cures for these different types of cancers, it's going to be something that we're always going to face. But there are some preventable things, and there's things you can do to reduce your risk of getting cancer, and I think that is a big one. I think they're kind of getting that. And I'm just amazed at these young people and their willingness to make a difference and want to help other people, you know. And we talk about the Cancer Challenge and where money goes, and that it all stays here local, and particularly helps those people that can't necessarily help themselves. They may be uninsured or underinsured. They might not have transportation to treatment. They might not be able to fill their cancer prescription that month. So I think the kids can really relate to helping other people, and knowing that every dollar raised makes a difference.
these volleyball matches, which take place Thursday night, begin at 5. It's in Bentonville between Fayetteville, Huntsville, and Bentonville schools. And people in attendance can make donations as well tomorrow night?
Oh, absolutely. You can go out to our website, and there's a Volley for Cancer button, and click on that and make a donation for the event, and or you can pick your favorite school. And they are competing against each other, and you can kind of see that the tally's going out there on our little thermometer and the donations raised. But the top fundraising team's going to win an ice cream party, so they're working hard for that.
And that website is cancerchallenge.com.
Yes.
Tina Wagner is the executive director of the Cancer Challenge. Tina, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.